All right, this time I'm going to do it ASMR style. Welcome, welcome, welcome back to the XL podcast. That's got to be ASMR. Welcome back. I am your co-host, Gabe, and this is my co-host, E, Gavin. I don't know why I said added the E on there. But welcome to the XL podcast. I feel like there needs to be music there.
There you go. Now we got it. Perfect. We do need to find music.
Yeah. Welcome. Gavin, how's your day been, man?
Pretty good. I actually got off pretty early today. Had a pretty chill day at work, so that was nice.
That's good.
And can't complain. Some delicious chicken pot pie. Homemade.
Oh, chicken pot pie sounds homemade. How do you homemade that? Do you just like put dough in a little pan and then
Pie crust. Like a muffin thing? Yeah, Carly just buys like there's just a Great Value box that has two pie crusts, and one's for like the bottom and one's for the top, and then you just put the ingredients in, like, you know, you can buy like the frozen veggie bags, and then we just show some chicken
canned
up and
chicken.
Throw it in there. Yeah, and then just cream of chicken and throw it in there.
Dude, I really wanted to buy a rotisserie chicken lately. Like, I don't know what I'm going to eat it. I might just eat the rotisserie chicken by itself, but, like, I just really want to buy rotisserie chicken.
It's fair. It's not.
Like, remember eating the skin off of it when mom would buy rotisserie chicken?
It's all about just cooked chicken, man. That skin is good.
Yeah, it's nice. Yeah, my day has been pretty good.
Heck yeah.
My problem is that I am in the off season of basketball, and I don't have a job. So I really just kind of sit around and try to fill my time with random things. I am looking for a job, don't get me wrong, but I'm a very lazy person when it comes to a job. Well, let me rephrase that. When I'm just trying to make money, I'm going to just find the easiest job possible. So I'm being very picky on my job search. So
that's fair.
But, that's fair.
I get that.
Yeah. I've just been like, my house is really clean. Cleaned the car out today.
Heck yeah.
You know? I mean, granted, I do have, like, morning workouts with the team and stuff like that. So I'd go shoot around, like, have a shoot around and stuff like that, and I go lift. But,
yeah,
you know, that doesn't cover the whole, you know, 10 hours of the day. Or 12 hours, I should say. Like, 12 hours from, like, the 9 to 9.
You guys, so, like, for the summer, I was curious about, do you have, like, summer tournaments or games that you guys play? Or is it just kind of all just nothing? Kind of like, it's just, like, morning workouts. And that's about it.
Right now, it's just like gym's open. You come and do your own workout. You know?
Okay. Is there kind of rules like that? Because I knew in playing in high school ball, like there was a rule like the season's over. Like you guys, like you can't hold practice, but you can hold open workouts so everybody can come. Type of thing, or are there rules like that in college ball? Like how does that kind of work? Do you know?
I was curious about that. I think I don't think there's rules to like practicing and like hours and stuff like that.
Gotcha.
There is, I know there's limits to like recruiting. So when the coaches can like reach out to players and stuff like that, like you have to wait because of a certain window or something like that. I don't really know exactly, but I know for a fact, JUCO it's really unique. It's like its own, like there's really not a lot of rules. Like even like when it comes to recruiting and workouts like that, there's really no like there's no limits, like you can do whatever you want. It's like low-key right now. I know that in the summer we're gonna have like mandatory stuff, so we're gonna do that, but for now it's just low-key stuff.
For now, just chill.
And I'm trying to find a job, so
gotta get a job so you can pay for crap.
The only problem is I just have shoot around in the morning, so I need to like have like my job has to start at like 11 a.m I couldn't do like the normal like 8-ish, 7-ish, 8-9-ish, you know.
Yeah, that does suck.
So we'll see how I can if I can figure it out. I've been looking for flexible jobs. Yeah. Well, that's the problem is that I can't be late. Like I can't have like an easy lazy job because I need to have a flexible shift type of job. You know, because if I could find a full time job, I could easily find an easy job. But right. I can't.
That part makes it a little hard.
Let me phrase that: not full time, just not part time, just flexible.
A flexible full time job.
Yeah, flexible full time job.
There's definitely limits what you can find.
For sure.
So fair enough.
Well, let's get this thing rolling, you know? Today we're going to talk a little bit about my mother and father's house and what activities took place there.
True. True, true, true.
What we would do to keep ourselves entertained. Do you remember?
Well, in honor of April Fool's Day, I feel like it's only right. Well, me and Gabe were kind of... It's not April Fool's Day today, but it was yesterday, correct?
Yesterday. Yeah, yesterday.
Well, I guess when this comes out, it would be Friday, so it would be Monday, but we're recording this on Tuesday. Anyways.
Yeah, let them figure it out for themselves.
Let them figure it out. You guys can do math. Anyways, me and Gabe were kind of pranksters as children. I feel like there's a lot of pranks we pull.
Oh, my gosh. You're unlocking memories.
Oh, I just thought... I thought
I got to write this down. I need a pen and paper. Like, yeah. I got to write these archives down for real.
Well, so our sister Cameron called me in the middle of the week while I was at work. And she was just on a walk and we were chit-chatting. And I was just asking her, because this is a thought that I've been thinking of. And I want to post the video on our social media so you guys can see it. But there was one time, I can't remember how we got the idea, why we did it, doesn't matter. But I'll give you the context from kind of the point of view of our neighbor.
Let me insert real quick. I feel like partially we were obsessed with the roof as children as well.
Oh, 100%. We were also obsessed with the TV show Ridiculousness.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that might have had something 100%. To do with that, might have had some influence.
Got, for sure. Those two things combined just led to good stuff.
Anyways, at the time, I was probably around the age of 12, 13, I feel like. Gabe was
I feel like I was 10. Yeah.
And so our mom had left the house, so it was just us kids at home. Our three sisters, me and Gabe, we were chilling up in our room. And one of us came up with the idea, I don't know who it was, but my dad had this broom, and he attached a stick to it, but it used to be like a painter roller stick, but it extended for really big walls.
At least 20 feet.
It was a long...
No, maybe not 20, but at least 12. 12 to 15. Yeah, 12 to 15.
Feet. Yeah, for sure.
Because it can hit the ceiling in the big room, in the family room.
And we have a really tall ceiling in the big room.
That's two stories. Yeah. It lets lifting it. Whatever, I'm getting too specific.
Anyway, so a very long stick, essentially. But, you can collapse it. So we uncollapse it, and we decided to doorbell ditch our own house in the middle of the day. We figured our parents aren't home, so it's not like we're annoying them. It's not like our dad's home and working or something. It's just us kids. And so I proceed to say, Gabe, hold my ankles. I'm going to lean over the edge of our – because our bedroom window is right next to the roof. Or no.
Yeah,
that's
you open the window.
This was our sister's bedroom. That was not our bedroom.
Yeah.
We had to go into our sister's bedroom. Yeah. Right?
Yeah. I don't remember at the time. Our rooms are so much.
Anyways, doesn't matter. We got into
it. It was most likely Reese and Morgan's room at the time.
True. Anyways, so we decided to doorbell ditch our own house. Our mom is gone. Our front door neighbor thought it was hilarious. She didn't know what was going on, but she just took a picture of us. There's a picture of me literally leaning over our...
Your full torso and half of your thighs are the roof.
And Gabe is sitting on my ankles making sure I don't fall head first 10 feet to the ground on cement. And
you might have hit the dirt.
It's true, I could have. But
you might have hit the flower bed.
And I'm leaning over, pressing it, and then hurrying, pulling it back up, and then I'm doing this weird core. It's like a core workout. I'm lifting up, and I'm holding it so the girls can't see us. Where are they? Well, after three or four minutes of us doing this, we did it a lot.
Remember we went inside.
Yeah, we hurry, we lift up real quick and we'd hear the girls, and then I'd hurry, just kind of put the broom on the roof, and then we'd run back inside and just act like we were chilling.
We would run downstairs and be like, whoa, who doorbell ditched us?
No, this is the best part. We didn't go downstairs, ever.
We didn't?
No, they would run into our room did you guys hear that? And we would be out of breath because we just sprinted from the roof. No, we don't know what you're talking about. And we're breathing hard. I remember this. We're breathing hard. And first of all, I'm how do you guys not know that it's us?
I don't know.
We're clearly out of breath. What are we doing? Doing jumping jacks in our bedroom? We're out of breath. And they just kept getting excited. We did it so much. I don't even know if we told them or if mom came home and asked us, what the heck are you guys doing? I can't remember how they found out. But yeah, me and Gabe doorbell to our own house, in the middle of the day, probably saw 20 times.
Yeah, I think that the picture itself is hilarious, though. The picture itself is hilarious.
Just, I will find it for all of you. I'll post it on our Instagram.
This low quality neighbor's picture is zoomed in, like it's just zoomed in, and then it's just like kind of grainy, and it's just Gavin, just like his shirt's kind of like falling off, like up too. He's like, and you just see this long broomstick reaching to the door.
It was so dumb. It was so fun.
It's hilarious. That reminds me of when, so at our parents' house, they have the front porch, which, like, you know, it's about like 10 feet up to the top of that roof. And then it kind of goes up for the garage. It's got the, you know, like a slanted roof. So it goes up to the garage, which the top of the slant's probably 15. And then it kind of goes over to the side of the garage, which is probably like, what do you want to say? 12 feet, maybe, no, probably like 10, 12, whatever.
Yeah.
But I remember we would jump off that. Do you remember that? You don't remember that? I remember.
Yes, on the.
I remember.
Kind of more
by the where we put the dumpsters.
Yeah.
Like we totally. It's not the higher part. It's not the higher part. It's the lower part.
Yeah, it's still a good 10-foot drop though.
Yeah, it's probably at least 10. Yeah, and I remember you did it, and this goes back to our intro where I'm always just trying to chase Gavin, do whatever he's doing, and I think he's the coolest, and It's led to me, honestly, I think that's why I'm not scared of anything. I can genuinely say I'm not scared of anything. Not even, like, at this point in my life, I'm genuinely not scared of anything. I don't get scared. Maybe that's part of the fact that grandma, when we were children, would always want to watch horror movies.
That might have a lot to do with things, for sure.
Our grandma is obsessed with horror movies, and ever since the age of 8, I remember going to grandma's house, always consisted of cows, horror movies, and the Rex going swimming.
True.
But back to the jumping story. I remember you jumped, and I remember you were like, you need to bend your knees and then you roll.
Yeah.
I remember it being the most like holy cow, like if you ever like wanted to be Spider-Man, this was it. And we were probably the similar age of when we like this was probably the same time around when we doorbell ditched ourselves.
Oh, for sure. It was probably the same
time. And I remember you did it, and I'm not going to lie, I was terrified.
I was. I remember it hurt my feet.
Yes. I was terrified. And you know what? Maybe this is why me and you have like knee and ankle problems now.
It definitely is. There's a lot of reasons I have bad joints.
But yeah, there's really no climax to the story, but I just remember being terrified, and then we just kept... And then I did it once, and then I think we did it, like, 3 more times.
We
just,
really like, were obsessed jumping with that and
then jumping and then barrel rolling off of it because... But I remember, like, it stung your feet a little bit.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, you'd land, and then you'd roll, and we definitely did not do a good job of rolling. But and then you just had that sting in your feet. Oh,
it was not good.
We were so obsessed with that roof, man.
Yeah, I don't know what it was because I don't think... Do you remember when we had the poster boards, and we made a giant airplane, and we tied a rope on it and threw it off the back?
No, I do not remember this.
Yeah, so we cut a hole in the back, and we put, because we didn't have to walk down and grab our airplane, and we throw this poster board airplane. It was a very good airplane, actually. It flew well. And we throw, because, like, so kind of where we live is, like, everybody's backyard just kind of makes this bowl. Everybody's backyard just connect, and there used to be, like, no fences. So it's just, like, yard connected to yard, and we just play, like, baseball and football, and, like full-on, like, baseball and football games back there. And so, like, the back side of our roof, like from the roof to the ground, is probably good like 35 feet, I'd say. 40, oh, 35, for sure. 40 feet. It's a good drop. So we don't want to like get off the tallest part of our roof and go down and grab this airplane. So me and Gabe tied a rope to it, this little string, and we'd throw this airplane. It'd fly to the other side of the bowl pretty much. And then we'd slowly bring it back and we'd throw it again. And
fish
we
it played, back up.
We played that. We did that all the time. Man, or do you remember when we put the tramp right next to the back porch and we'd jump over the back porch railing onto the tramp?
Yes, dude. That was so fun. I remember, dude, when we first did it, we were like, we have to get all the couch cushions, all the blankets. We have to make sure this is safe first.
Yeah, we were like, we're not
going to get hurt. We were daredevils, but we were safe daredevils.
We were. We didn't do... To be fair, I don't think those blankets are going to help us much, but...
And we didn't cushion put us any padding more. Down when we jumped off the roof.
We did a lot of dumb stuff, let's just put it that way. But they were fun.
Oh my gosh, you know what's something that I just thought about?
Yes, let's hear it. Oh, I thought it was.
Have you ever heard? Have you ever heard like your grandparents or your great uncles or like uncles like tell these like or even dad tell these like bizarre stories? And you're like, that is the stupid. Like that's insane. You did not do that. Did not happen.
That's these stories.
I'm thinking about that right now. Who would believe that a 10-year-old just jumped off the roof onto the ground
for fun?
For fun, with no padding, we just jumped on the grass.
I don't know maybe how we were allowed to do that.
Maybe it's believable, but just like hearing it, I was like, no, that sounds stupid. Like
10 feet isn't that tall, but I think a lot of people think like 10 feet. Oh, cool, I jumped like into water. Like 10 feet onto the ground is very different than 10 feet, like a 10-foot cliff jump. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
10-foot cliff jump, mm-hmm. Easy, nothing. Jump off a high dive, easy. 10 feet on the ground. Yeah, no.
That gets your knees a little trembling.
You're not submerging into water at this point. That's going to hurt.
Uh-uh. For sure.
No pads, nothing. I don't even know how we were allowed to do that.
Yeah, seriously.
We were allowed to do some crazy stuff as children. In honor of April Fool's, I do remember this is the only April Fool's joke I know. I think it was April Fool's that me and Gabe pulled.
I feel like we're thinking of the same thing right now.
Me and Gabe fought a lot. But, like, bickered most of the time. There wasn't a lot of hitting.
This is the exact story. We didn't even talk about the story beforehand. And this is the exact story that I'm thinking about.
I hope so. That'd be hilarious.
Bro. We're synced.
We decided that it'd be funny to... We had, like, this yellow Tykes bat.
Mm. Yep.
Like little, like, but, like, it was, like, a hard plastic. So it was hard. Don't think, like, the little Tykes, like, the big, fat one. Or, like, a normal wiffle. Like, this thing was, like... Hard, like, had, like, little wood grain kind of, like, etching it. But it was, like, thick plastic, right?
Yeah, it was a little thick.
It'd be funny
thick boy.
To put ketchup on the bat and on Gabe's face. And then we would kind of get in a fight. And then I would hit something else against, like, something. Make this loud noise. And then Gabe would start crying. So we did. And my mom comes down. She's like, what the heck? And Gabe, like, let's just put it like me. He put a lot of ketchup on the bat and Gabe's face. Oh.
Like, I remember, like, I can, like, for some reason, I can vividly remember, like, the bat, like, you look at the bat, and it was, like, kind of, it just looked like ketchup, let's be honest.
It did. It didn't just look like blood.
It's just it a glob like ketchup. Of ketchup. It was just a glob of ketchup, and then we just kind of took our fingers in it and just kind of, like, smushed it around.
It like, wasn't good. But to be fair, as a mother, at, like, first glance, real quick, it's red. Like, that's all that mom probably saw.
Yeah.
Now, to be fair, also, like, it was just ketchup. So, at a quick glance, it did work, but had our mom, like, come down and actually saying it. Well, and Evan, you know, we started laughing like almost immediately.
Oh yeah,
it gives like Kevin hit me, blah, blah. But it gives terrible like, yeah, fake crying.
I say I'm not. I've never been one to cry, let alone fake cry. So I was always like,
Gabe's just like just moaning,
I'm just like wailing. Yeah,
my mom's like, Kevin, what did you do? And we both just start laughing and we're dying
off rip.
And then I'm just like, but now that I think about it, yeah, the funny part to me now is being an adult and thinking like. That didn't look at all like blood, and we just wasted ketchup and just smeared it on Gabe's face.
Just smeared it. And it was like, and I remember too, we were like, only one nostril, it can't be both. We're like, only one nostril.
Only one. It was just like,
it was one side, and I remember like, we were like super specific about only being like one side, because like, it can't be both nostrils. That's not how bloody noses work.
It's true, we did say that, I remember that. It was such a dumb thing to do, but it was so funny to us.
No.
Oh,
I remember.
Too good.
And I remember too, like, especially when we were younger, like, me, you, and Cameron, like, the Three Musketeers, we literally did everything together. Like, we had routine on Sundays. We'd get home from church and we would just play house.
Oh, yeah.
That was like the epic rhythm and routine.
Blanket forts we would build.
Oh, dude, these things were so sick.
Like, I'm talking, like, you build, like, a blanket fort. Like, I'm talking, we took this to a whole new level. Like, we have a bit, our parents have a fairly good-sized house. By the time I was probably about 10. Just a pretty regular home, but it's a decent-sized basement, right? And it comes down the stairs, and then you have this, like, kind of, like, T-shaped kind of open area in our parents' basement that come out from the stairs, and then just a big, wide, open area that leads to a bedroom and then, like, our back storage room. From the stairs to both sides of the T, man, we would just put up, you know, pulled couches and, you know,
bookcases. Move the shelves. Bring blankets down.
We would, like, perfectly balance and put, like, things around, like, broom handles and stuff. Like, we would build insanely large, like, cities of blankets. As a child, that's what it seemed like. Just huge. You have your market. City. We have our houses. You have where you go. Like, we would separately have different rooms where you went and worked in our playhouse, in our play game. And we did it all the time. And it was so much fun. Some of the funnest times we've ever had. I love those things. I still think about them today because they were so epic.
Yeah, I think, like, two, like, very, very vivid memories I have is forts and, like, the playing house. And then I really remember...
And the amount of toads we brought into our home.
Yeah, that's part of it. But, no, we put... The TV was back over by your most recent bedroom. The TV was, like, there on that wall outside.
Right.
Yep. I think that's where the TV is now, right? Oh, no, it's not. It's over. Never mind. I'm getting too specific. That's the Oldham coming out of me, just trying to give away too many details.
True.
The old gray TV was right there, and then we had the cords coming down to the old, like, the original Xbox, and then I just remember playing Halo. I think I want to say it was Halo 1, but I don't remember exactly which one it was.
Doesn't matter.
But you know, in one of the Halos where you have to go across that long bridge.
Yeah, Halo.
And you're
1.
Like killing the whole way there across the long bridge. Wow, that is just ingrained in my head of that memory. Dude, of just us playing those video games.
Halo was such a good game. I think that's probably the first video game I played.
Probably. Oh, yeah, easily.
But, yeah, it's such a core memory for me, just, like, playing those games. That bridge. I remember – I'm actually so before this, I was talking to Gabe. I'm replaying all of these games with my brother-in-law right now. And I remember mentioning this. Like, that long bridge, like – I remember as a child, because, you know, you're just slowly learning how to use a controller. It is hard for when you first start. I remember, like, I had to focus so hard, like, do not fall off the bridge, do not fall off the bridge, do not fall off the bridge. Like, it was, like, the one thing, because I would play with my dad before Gabe was kind of old enough to play, and I would fall off, like, 18 times. I do remember, like, the first time I ever played it, like, I just kept, like, somehow could not figure out how to not walk in a diagonal on this bridge.
Walk into the holes that, like, were taken. Remember, there's, like, taking out, like, divots into the road.
So I was like, yep, this is really hard. But I remember, like, just being so focused. But there's a lot of video games that I'm like, oh, that was like they're just stuck in my memory. Like, when we played Halo Reach, me and Gabe, we've always been big Halo fans. We got Halo Reach one Christmas, whenever it came out. I think it's like 2012. Doesn't really matter. Came out, me and Gabe were so excited. Like, it was, like, the game of, like, the year. Like, everybody was talking about it, and, you know, me and Gabe had to wait till Christmas to
get obsessed with Halo.
Yeah, and we were just, you know, we had to wait till Christmas or some holiday, but me and Gabe's birthdays are both, like, before, like, the beginning of the year, so I was like, okay, we gotta wait till Christmas. It came out, me and Gabe beat the entire campaign that day. We were so excited. And that's what got me into, honestly, online gaming. I remember playing online Halo Reach. That was, like, top-tier online gaming.
Do you remember playing Infection?
Infection, dude. The jump spots you had to get to and stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
All the jump spots.
There's, like, the glitch spot. There's, like, yeah, like, the glitch jump spots could get up to, would just make it easier for you to camp.
With the one-pump shotgun, just pumping people in the face. It was so much fun. I remember we played with... who do we play with?
Like Ashton and Noah, yes, my old Ashton friends.
Yeah, Ashton and Noah, yeah. That was the best. Those were some good times, bro. The jumps I was on Reach were so much fun. Online gaming on Reach was fun. And then I remember getting into COD, and COD was... That one still has got a chokehold on me now. And they're terrible games.
Yeah, I think the game that that really hooked me, which, like, I was obsessed with Halo Reach, but that was, like... You know, I'd go do all my stuff all day, and then at night, I'd be like, okay, let's play Halo Reach tonight.
Yeah.
Like, Black Ops 3, I was, like, seventh grade at this point when we got Black Ops 3. And, like, it was game over for me. Like, I was...
Game over.
I played that day and night. I'd get home from school, play it all the way till 3 in the morning. I remember one time Mom came down the stairs. It was 3 a.m. on a school night, and she goes, "What are you doing?" And I was like, I remember, like, I was sitting there. I moved the couch up close to the TV. I'm sitting there, like, in the lazy boy. I'm just sitting there just playing.
Oh, 100%.
And all of a sudden, like, Mom just spawned in, just, like, right here. And I remember I was like, I just, like, looked at her. I was like, I bet she probably could remember my face. I was terrified because I mean, it's in the dark, you're by yourself, and all of a sudden someone starts talking to you. That's terrifying. And then on top of it, it's mom.
Oh, yeah. And you're not supposed to be awake. You're like, oh, shit.
And I'm not supposed to be awake. Oh, my gosh. That scared the crap out of me. And I was like, okay. And I had never turned the Xbox off so fast. Controller, click the TV. I was in bed.
Oh, I remember that. I remember that game had a chokehold on Gabe. Gabe couldn't get enough.
And I didn't play any sports that year, too. Terrible decision. I wish I could go back and not do that. But I didn't play any sports that year. Like, I didn't play basketball or football.
It's all Gabe did.
And that's all I would do is just play. Well, sorry, I said that year. The 2000, my freshman year, when I was in ninth grade, that's when I didn't play any sports. And then that's when I was still playing that game.
That game had a chokehold. It was over. It was funny.
Oh,
you couldn't, it was
over for me.
Because I remember, like, you know, I've always been a big basketball fan. And Gabe didn't want to play basketball with me before anyways, but during that year, like, it's like, hey, you want to go play ball? Shut up. Like, it was like, leave me alone. You wouldn't tell me to shut up, but it's it was always no. It was a guaranteed no. I knew Gabe didn't want to go out and do something.
I was like, no. I was planning on playing zombies with my buddies and do the Easter egg. And I had, like, all these, like, online friends, too.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I almost, like, half the time wouldn't even play with my, like, real friends. It'd be just, like, these random online friends
that
I
made. Gabe had some random online friends. Some that I love. Now that I've gotten it, it's been very fun to be. Video games, I think, are very cool now. Not like they weren't cool before, but like, I like video games now because like Gabe lives in Arizona and I live up here in Utah. So it is a way that me and Gabe can like hang out and do something fun together. Because
it really is. It's like you're hanging out.
Yeah,
it's
I like, can't go and like.
You're both talking and then doing something fun together.
Doing an activity together. Yeah, we are hanging out. It's very fun. And so like, it was very hard for me. Like, Gabe, you know, can attest this, like, I was, like, almost anti-video game, pretty much.
Oh, for sure.
Like,
you hated video games.
If it wasn't Halo, I probably wasn't going to play it.
And then if it was for longer than an hour, you'd probably lose interest.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I couldn't play a video game longer than a half hour. Like, that just wasn't my thing. Yeah, but seriously. Now, it's like, I love video games. I play them all the time. And it's been very fun to play with Gabe. Like, one of my favorite games to play with Gabe right now is Fall Guys. And Fall Guys is a good time. But one of my favorite memories is when I got back from my mission and Gabe was like, you got to play this game with me. He's like, download this game. So I download this game called Ark. I'm sure a lot of you have heard it. I'm like, all right, we'll play it. First of all, worst game and best game ever. Or one of.
And it's hands down.
At least the online side of things. Me and Gabe fixed it, I feel like. When we played, we bought our own server and played on that. And that was mega fun.
No, I'd say this about Ark, ready? If you want to see the dark side of any person, if you want to know if they're a bad person or a good person, give them free range to an Ark server and see what they do to other people, and that'll let you know.
Give them a T-Rex. That's what you need to know. You need to be good enough to get a T-Rex and then give this new person in Ark a T-Rex and just say, go have fun. See what happens.
Yeah. And then on the flip side of that, make them work really hard and build a base just for them to wake up the next morning for it to be absolutely gone. After all those hours of work, absolutely. It's gone. And see if they have the patience. What they do. Are they going to put a hole in the wall with their fist? Are they going to break their monitor? Dude. We don't know. We'll
Truth.
See.
Truth.
I do remember. I tried so hard. I remember I'd always be like, do this and do this and do this. And then eventually after maybe like, this base lasted 3 days instead of just one day. You'd get on. Your screen is just full of red. Like, your animal died. Your animal died. Your thing was destroyed. And you're sitting there and you're just like,
why?
Because it was hours and hours of building stuff. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Wow. And that's why I'm saying that is where, you know, the evilness of man really resonates, lives, dude. Essentially, is there on that
game.
For
a lot of people's, what's it called? Their, I don't know.
Trauma dump? I don't know. They take out all their trauma on other people on Ark.
They're like evil origin story begins where they become the bad guy. That's where a lot of people's stories started. Like that's story. I would love to just see like the Joker It's like the Joker, like, he didn't actually have, like, a bad childhood. It was just, like, he had, like, a bad experience on Ark. He's like, I'm going to be killing everyone
now. It's like,
I'm going to Gotham City and I'm killing everyone.
It's like at a bar and there's, like, a bad guy, like, smoking. He's got, like, his leather jacket on. And she's like, who hurt your heart? He, like, the little bubbles go back to the flashback. It's him with, like, his 8-year-old self getting on Ark. And it's just red is on his face. And he's just like,
no, it's
just
like,
all his animals are dead. He tames a little lizard, names it Fluffy, and it's like Fluffy was killed by T-Rex level 3000.
Been with him since day one. No, the girl asked like, "Oh, who broke your heart?" And it's just the dude's gamer tag. He's like Yellow Sasquatch 24.
Yellow Sasquatch 24XX.
You're like, and she's like, "Who's that?" He's like, "I don't want to talk about it."
It's too deep, man.
Just takes a shot and walks off. He's like, "I can't handle this."
Yeah, drinking the pain away.
There's a guy on a couch in therapy just crying his eyes out.
Yeah, no, video games are awesome because it's really cool now too. Because like when I was like junior high, like middle school and stuff like that, younger, like meeting other people online was mostly just like at random.
Yeah.
It was almost like you'd meet someone in a server. And you'd invite them to join a party chat, and then you'd meet them, and then you'd play, and then sometimes people are cool, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Like, nowadays, it's actually really cool. Like, you can have, like, there's, like, built into the systems, they've got, like, different areas you can go to say, hey, I'm trying to do this. Is anyone else doing this and can help me? Like, whatever game it is. And so, it's really cool. But I remember through Ark, we met Tristan.
Yes.
From New Zealand. And I don't know, It's just clicked with Tristan. Since then, I'm still friends with him to this day. I still talk to him. Like,
he's the best.
He's hilarious, and it's just the funniest thing ever. Like,
we need to fly him out here at some point. He needs to fly out here. We need to meet Tristan in person.
Yeah, I've got almost like a best friend in New Zealand, and I've never met him in person. Like, what?
He's hilarious. I love Tristan. My favorite is like me and Gabe. I'm like, let's try out a new video game. It's only when me and Gabe are playing like a new video game together. And Tristan will just randomly pop up into our group game chat. And
our party chat.
He's like, what up, boys?
What up, boys?
And you're like, where did you come from? Came with the accent. It's so funny. He always pops up the most random times. Like, you guys trying to play Ark again? And we're like, no. Like, he always says that. Diehard Ark guy. Diehard. And I'm like, no, I am not suffering through this anymore. And he's like, come on, boys. He tries every time.
He does it every time. He's like, no, it's different this time. We have a plan. Like, it's different. We're going to keep our animals and this and that.
It's like, no.
Tell me.
Playing Ark has to be a full-time job.
It has to be a full-time job. And on top of that, you have to invest money into it to actually have a successful base.
It's terrible. But seriously. So much fun.
It's a lot of fun. Because, like, But I think that's maybe why it's so much fun. It's because when you taste victory, it's just so much sweeter.
So nice. I don't know. I had fun playing on our private server. That was fun, too.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun, actually, when we were just doing our own thing. That was a lot
of fun. I think it would have been way more fun if it wasn't just us two. Like, there were other people.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, but.
At the same time, who cares?
Yeah, who cares? We had a good time.
Play our game.
I know.
That actually reminds me. Remember when we played Minecraft and the Warden was first introduced?
Oh, my gosh. We were so scared.
I was talking about this with my brother-in-law as well. And, like, so me and Gabe kind of got lucky the first time we ever found a warden. There's, like, this black stuff for anybody who doesn't know Minecraft. We're down in a cave. There's a waterfall kind of comes across the whole cave, kind of blocks off this area. So you kind of have to, like, kind of swim / walk through this water. And there's stuff called skulk. And it's just this black, bluish stuff that slowly, like, kind of infects the blocks around it and slowly grows. And there's these things called skulk sensors, and if you make too much movement or a sound, they kind of go off and then summon a warden. If there's too much sound, you have to be quiet around the warden. Anyways, well, me and Gabe got kind of summoned one. We're like, what is this? And we summon one. We're like, oh, shoot. So we start running, and then the warden is just so slow that he can't walk through the water. He's slower than the water pushes him back.
I say he's fast, but he just kind of like waddles, though.
Yeah. So me and
you
Gabe,
can outrun him.
From a distance, because he's getting pushed back from the water, are sniping him with our bows. And it takes a bunch of bows. He finally dies. We're like, yes! We can now you know, freely walk through this area. So we go back in, and all of a sudden... So when the warden gets summoned as well, your whole screen goes black except like 4 feet in front of you. So Mingy like, yeah, we defeated him. We jump the river. We get our loot. Blah blah blah. There's not a lot you get from him. We start running around. All of a sudden, our screen goes black again. We're like, what? There's another one? Turns out, Warden just summoned if you're in the Skulk. We didn't know that.
Yeah. That was so scary. So me and Gabe
were just running around with like our heads. We were just screaming the whole time. Yeah, there's just creepy noises.
Oh, terrifying, man.
Terrifying. Good times playing video games.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah, I would say this, though, that video games have been a curse in my life and a blessing.
That's fair. My wife would say the exact same thing. Every time a new Call of Duty comes out for a month, I'm like, I have to get the Mastery Camo. And then I'm like, all right, I'm done.
Exactly. So it's just like, it just draws you in, man. You just sitting there wasting so much time on it. And then, but sometimes it's good too, because like I said, like we get to hang out and stuff. So it's fun.
There's good and bad to video games. There's, with all things, there needs to be, what's the word? You can't get too much.
Moderation.
Moderation. Thank you. That's the word. Yeah. You need to take everything in moderation. So, you know.
Portions, you know.
Yeah, so there's definitely some times where I just get locked in a game. Like, there's a game right now that came out called Helldivers. I'm locked in on that game. That game's mega fun. Good. It's not good. I am being better because I do have to wake up kind of early to go to work, so I am pretty good at going to sleep at a good time and whatnot. So I'm not staying up super late, and I do take time because me and my wife love watching, like, trash TV, like just, like, reality TV stupid shows, like Too Hot to Handle, Love Island. That's kind of our thing. We watch shows like that together. So I had to take time to make sure that we can at least watch our show a couple episodes together as well.
Good work. So, good moderation.
Moderation. Good moderation, Gavin. Moderation, baby. Speaking of playing video games, I've been talking to my brother-in-law. This weekend, he invited us over for dinner, him and his wife. And we went over and then we went and got ice cream. And I don't know how the topic came up, but I thought it was hilarious. I just said, hey, I have a hypothetical question. What would be the funniest thing to take back to medieval times? Like, any item or thing, just whatever. And some of them are really good, and so I kind of want to talk about with Gabe about some ideas he could come up with and some of the funniest ones that we said that night and things I've thought of beforehand as well. One of the funniest ones for me was a ripstick. Just the idea of just, like, a knight just charging battle on a ripstick is the funniest image I can think of right now in my head. Just sounds hilarious. Just the hip wobble, just, like, the gyrating as he goes into battle with, like, a sword raised above his head, just slowly moving towards battle. It's just the funniest thing I can think of.
That's hilarious. Yeah, I think that, so I've been watching Bridgerton, which is, like, 1700s. I wouldn't, like, what even is the era of, like, medieval?
That's a good question, actually. Let me look it up real quick. Medieval.
What is the time frame of medieval? Because I know, like, this Bridgerton show is, like, early, like, pre-America, like, pre-colonization America, like, great, you know, Great Britain, type beat. They got the little accents and the crumpets.
580 to 1500.
Oh, so yeah, definitely not what I'm thinking. Never mind. But I am thinking castles and princesses, so I'm kind of close.
I feel like for a long time it didn't really progress a lot, but I feel like in Bridgerton as well, aren't there, like, cars and stuff?
No, they got wagons.
Okay, so we're not that early. Or
they got them cars late, yet, bro.
I don't know. Okay, fair enough. Yeah, but you're all, still kind of right. You know, big fluffy dresses and princesses and knights and stuff, for sure.
Yeah, pretty much. But I think it's just funny, like, to, like, have different case scenarios. I guess, like, definitely a big one's like fighting in the show. There's this, like, time where, like, these two guys are, like, they have a disagreement, and the way to settle it is, like, a duel, which is, like, just, like, a standoff, you know, a standoff with their guns. And so I think it's so funny to think of, like, what would be, like, interesting things to take back, you know, that would just be just, like, completely, like, out of place, I guess.
Just out of place.
Or different case scenarios.
I think one of the funniest ones that would, because a lot of these things would blow their minds, right? Like, anything technological, why would it just blow their minds?
Obviously, yeah.
Obviously. But I think it'd be, like, hilarious to take. One my brother-in-law said was a laser pointer, which I thought would be hilarious. Just, like, a laser pointer in medieval times. Which
it's like a cat time. With people.
Oh, 100%. That's the 100% what it would be. The other one I thought of is, have you ever seen, like, those, like, like 1 million lumen flashlights that are just like pretty much just a lightsaber. There's a boom, there's just a beam of light. The sun is coming out. That would blow people's minds. Like, it's dark outside, and you're like, no, it's not. That would be hilarious.
What about like close up magic?
You'd be killed. It'd be like the same witch doctor. Like, you're the devil.
He's a we wizard.
We have to kill him.
Kill the wizards.
That man is Satan. We have to kill him. He just took a penny and he made it disappear. That's not possible. We're killing him.
Yeah. Imagine like a drone.
Dude. You're
flying facts. Your drone around. Oh my gosh.
It reminds just me give of a this. Dude a, just give a dude a VR. Just a VR headset.
It reminds me of this these Instagram page that I've seen every now and then. It's called Bums and Drones. Essentially, it's this guy with a drone.
I've seen this.
He just terrorizes homeless. Okay, I shouldn't say terrorize, but he just like goes and will just like spectate homeless people what they're doing and stuff, and he'll just try to see how close he can get, and it usually will like anger the homeless people, and so they'll try throwing rocks and sticks and stuff.
Yes,
that I feel like that for sure is what would happen if you brought a drone back to medieval times. It would just scare the crap out of everyone, and then just start throwing rocks at it and stuff.
They wouldn't know what to do with it. I feel like a lot of things you brought back would just be like, yeah, we're just breathing like out like a anger, but like it comes from like fear. Like, what is this? And they would just break it. Like, we can't have this. Like, what is this? Yeah, I feel like you're definitely right. That's definitely probably what would happen with a lot of things. Like, if you showed them a laser pointer, they're probably like, what is this? And they just like, grab it and just, like, smash with a hammer. Like, no, we can't have this. It's like, why wouldn't you figure out what it is? Like, wouldn't you be more curious? But, like, that is what... It would definitely go to, like, almost like a barbaric, like, caveman mentality. Like, I don't know what it is. We gotta break it. I feel like that's definitely what it would get to. But I'm trying to think of some of the other funny ones that I've thought of. Because I've been thinking about it all week, like, while I'm driving. Like, it just keeps popping in my head. Like, oh, that would be a funny one, too. Oh, one of the funniest ones. My wife, right before this, she said Beyblades would be hilarious to take back. Because I was telling Gabe, I was like, from the scene in Troy, like, it's like the beginning scene where the two kind of kings come out and like, hey, instead of like having this war and like losing a bunch of men, let's just have our two best fighters fight. So they go get in Troy and he takes him down. I thought how funny it would be like they just both like, all right, you ready to battle? Let's do this. And they just put down like one of like the arenas and they're just like, let it rip. And they just pull their Beyblades and fight. And then like one king is like, all right, guess I gotta give up.
Let you have my kingdom.
Have my kingdom. Here's the key, you know?
I guess I have to be beheaded.
Just this metal little toy just decides his fate would be hilarious.
Seriously. That's how they do their duels. They take care of matters.
Beyblades. There you go. In Bridgerton, that's what they should include. Instead of shooting each other, they're just like, let it rip.
Let it rip. I know. I feel like at the time I was like thinking of some funny ones, but I can't think of any funny ones now.
It's kind of hard because it's like, because we also thought, like, what if you just took back a fighter jet? You could take over the world with a fighter jet. Like, in many of the times, like, oh, that's where the question came from. It came from, like, what would you take back to take over the world? And it kind of just slowly is like, what would be just the funniest thing you could take back? And so I was like, what if you just took, like, an aircraft carrier but didn't put it, like, in the ocean? You just kind of, like, put it in, like, the biggest pond you possibly could. So it's just, like, landlocked, but it's just an aircraft carrier just chilling in the middle of a town. Would just be the funniest sight to see. Like, this is my castle. And it just kind of like, you can only move it enough to just like spin in a circle. It's like a perfectly circular pond. You can only circulate it. Just spinning. You're like, yeah, this is as far as it can go.
I know. Imagine like a submarine against like. Imagine you're on a submarine when they have their ships back then, right?
They would just think you're like a whale. Just like
ships and cannons. They're like, shoot whatever that is, and you just like disappear. Like, they're like, what?
Yeah. And to be fair, I don't think anything, they wouldn't have like enough firepower to really take out a modern day submarine, I feel like.
I don't know, dude. I think those cannonballs could do some damage.
You think?
Let's look it up.
Because I'm thinking, like, even if you're like slightly submerged, like, that's going to slow the cannonballs so much. And most of that submarine is submerged.
Oh, this is perfect. I love this. It literally has our exact question. Could a 17th century cannonball penetrate a modern naval vessel? I love this.
Heck no. There's no way.
Okay. Probably, maybe not an aircraft carrier, but warships such as, I don't know how to say that word, frigates, are not armored and are designed to allow projectiles to pass through and out the other side. That sounds stupid.
So it could?
Is there any more?
Take out a submarine?
No, hold up. Let's see what the answers are.
No way. I feel like, I mean, I guess I could be wrong, but I feel like a submarine, well, no, I guess not, because it'd have, like, safety measures to, like, blow up a torpedo before it got to him and whatnot, but...
Okay, so yeah, they're kind of like, they're just saying like smaller ships, you know, like not like no like aircraft carriers or like, I mean, it's not telling us about a submarine. That's the problem.
That's a good question.
Okay, I'm kidding. I don't know. I just don't know the durability of these submarines. Like, do they withstand like torpedoes? Because I'm saying if it can withstand a torpedo, then it's for sure withstand a little cannonball, a little rock in thrown with gunpowder.
Yeah, I don't know how fast they're moving. I mean, I'm sure it could probably dent it, but I feel like, I don't know. Obviously, I don't know. That's, if anybody knows, let us know down in the comments.
Gosh, dude, this just reminded me of a funny video I saw. I forgot who created it, but I bet you've seen it. It's that one where it's like, when there was a shootout in the hood in like the 17th century with their muskets.
Yeah, this guy goes,
they shoot him, they're like, and they both miss, and they're like, just you wait, bro. Just you wait.
He's slowly, like, they're about to push the powder down and load the bet.
Pound, like, they're ramrod, they're ramming the rod, they're getting their pellets, they're putting them in. Just you wait, bro. As soon as I get this musket loaded, you're done, bro. You're done. I was like, I feel like that's the same thing with, like, cannonballs, right? Like, the ships are too far to, like, board each other. But they, like, already fired their first round of cannonballs.
And so they're just yelling that over the ship.
Just loading their gun. They're, like, dumping the gunpowder in. Oh, just you wait, man. Once this cannonball's loaded, you're done for, bro.
The two captains are just pointing their swords at each other, like, wait till I get over there, bro. Wait till I get over there. I'm going to cut your head off. I'm taking your crew, bro. I'm taking it. I'm taking your crew. I'm taking your boat. This is mine.
It's hilarious.
They can touch their swords but not hit each other, like.
It's so very close.
That'd be hilarious. I know.
There are some cool stories with, like, Vikings and, like, pirates and stuff like that. I'm curious, like, how much that
is. I love history stuff like that because, like, I'm really into, like...
All the way to, like, World War II and stuff like that.
I guess I'm not into... I do like history, but I also really like mythology. Like, Norse mythology is really cool. Greek mythology, Roman mythology. Like, any mythology, really. Like, I find that very cool because, like... I feel like a lot of stories like that just come from a place of, like, truth. There has to be some truth to some of these stories.
The origin of truth.
Yeah, like, where did Hercules come from, you know? Like, he was a story, right? You know? Where did Hercules come from? How did that come about? Was there just a dude who was just, like...
Achilles.
Insanely strong, you know? Achilles, I believe Achilles was actually real.
I don't know.
I feel like that's actually actual history. I could be wrong. Anyways, but stuff like that. Because it's like, it's always true. And like, there's just so many cool stories from history that I think a lot of people don't talk about. Like, a lot of movies get made from it, but there's sometimes like movies ruin the story almost. Like one that we watched, me and Dad watched it. Dad should send you the video. I'll have him send it to you. It was a really cool video. It's called Fury. And it's about just like
the war one.
The war one with Brad Pitt, Shia LaBeouf.
I haven't seen it. I just saw like a preview of it.
It was a good movie, but then it was a good movie until Dad showed me the YouTube video he saw that made him go and watch this movie. So when Dad saw it, he's like, this movie sucked. What the heck? And when I saw it, I was like, oh, that was pretty good. But then I watched the YouTube video, I was like, oh, yeah, that movie definitely sucked.
Oh, yeah, that's why I didn't watch it, because Dad said it sucked.
Because... the story of the, like, the actual true story of these guys is insane. So I'm wondering if, like, the director is kind of like, we can't tell this story in its completeness because it seems fake. Because, like, this, like, the cat, so, like, the guy, like, in charge of this tank crew, they just, like, their story is, like, they have this tank and, like, they just, like, just dominate. Like, this guy's really smart. He's a very good captain or general or something. I can't remember his rank in the military, but he's just very good at what he does. He's very good at combat strategy, And, like, his, like, the only tank, because, like, at the time, the Americans, we had a very less powerful tank than the Germans that we were fighting. They had a very, like, the best tank in the world, the Germans did. Anyways, pretty much the story is, like, this dude was, like, he, like, was, like, a boxer and was, like, going to be a boxing champion. They're, like, yeah, you can go and become, like, you can go win, like, the national, like, the world title. And he's, like, no, I'd rather just stay here and just go and fight with my tank, you know? And they're, like, are you sure? And he's, like, yeah, I'm good. But this dude's like a world champion boxer. This dude like would like fight generals on like his tank. Like they're like, oh yeah, this tank is broken down. Can we get this one? He's like, oh yeah. And he got like a better tank. And they're like, okay, we fixed your old tank. We're gonna get it back. He's like, no, I don't want to like get back in your old tank. So then he got in it and like just drove it into a pond. I said, okay, can I have my new one back? So then he gets it back. Like there's just a bunch of stuff that this guy was like crazy, but like super cool. Like all these like funny stories about him. Like that's a cool story. Why was none of that put into this movie? That is amazing. Like, it would have been, like, the coolest movie ever, you know? It was so lame. I was like, so, like, there's a lot of stuff like that where I'm like, and that guy has I've actually watched that guy's TikToks, and he talks about history. I love a lot of, like, TikTok history because it's a lot of that. Like, they had, like, kind of, like, motivational music behind it. They're like, here's the story of General, you know, McIntosh or whatever. I don't know their names. And then they just, like, go and tell you, like, this insane story of how this dude was, like, he did this, and then he did this, and then he did this cool thing. You're like, what? And so that's like,
yeah, it's kind of like, why is this not told?
Yes!
That's such a cool story.
Such a cool story. I'm like, why is this not taught in history class? This stuff is dope.
I know, seriously.
Want to make a kid excited about history? Start telling these stories.
Seriously, man.
Not, okay, so we, Columbus came over here, and then we, invaded and took this from the Native Americans, and then
please memorize how many people signed the article.
Declaration of what's it called? Independence.
That's what it's the Declaration of Independence. How many people signed it?
Please the ancient, that. The ancient people of this land wrote in Sanskrit, or I don't care.
What was the name of the hieroglyphics found originally on the wall of? Just like boring stuff like that.
Like, there are cool warriors from all plate. Like, let's just put it this way. I'm a dude, so obviously I want to hear about fighting. But sure that there's cool warriors from all groups of people. Like, tell me about the Aztec warriors, you know, down, you know, from the Mayan temples down in Mexico. And tell me about the, you know, the Native Americans. They had some dope chiefs that did some crazy stuff too. Let's just put it this way. The Native Americans, period, are some of the most insane, I mean this in the nicest way possible, insane people I've ever heard of. Like, Native Americans back in the day, like, they would, like, be able to, like, outrun a horse. Or so is the, you know, the stories, the rumor, you know? Like, that was their thing. Like, they could outrun a horse because, like, they were just so well trained for battle. Like, these are, like, some crazy people.
Well,
like,
I know that.
Such cool stories, you know?
Well, I know that that on like Discovery Program, I think somewhere like a tribe in like Africa, like Kenya or like South Sudan or something like that, there's like some tribe that literally they just run until their prey gives up.
Yes.
Like they just chase it and chase it and chase it until the animal's exhausted and just like rolls over. Like that reminds me of one time when we were at Grandpa's farm. When we're trying to, you were there, we were trying to get all the sheep into the corral to be able to, you know, to treat them and help just like, you know, do all the like medical and kind of like farm stuff on them.
Yeah.
And we were just having going and going and going, and a lamb and a sheep had gotten sidetracked. So Grandpa told me to go get them. So I went all the way up across, you know, trying to get him back down to with the herd. And eventually the sheep fell over, it tripped, and it just laid there.
So yeah, I'm done.
It just laid there. And I thought to myself, like, oh my gosh, this thing's like, it died or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, but then the lamb just took off, it kept going. And I literally was able to walk up to the sheep and like touch it. And it was just sitting there just like blinking. And, like, breathing really hard, but it just wasn't moving. It was just like, yeah, like, go ahead, like, eat me. And I thought to myself, I was like, no wonder these skinny, stupid coyotes are able to kill all these sheep and lambs, because they're stupid.
Yeah.
Sheep could arguably be the dumbest animal of all time.
That's pretty true.
Like, I'm yet to meet a dumber animal. Maybe hamsters are pretty dumb, you know?
I don't know.
Hamsters are dumb.
Cows are dumb. But they're definitely smarter than sheep.
That's definitely smarter than sheep. Definitely smarter than sheep.
I don't know. Toads are pretty dumb. We had a lot of those at our house.
That's true. But, yeah, long story short, though, is, like, I helped it up. Like, I, like, literally, like, grabbed it, pulled it up, and I was like, okay, like, let's keep going. We got to go to the herd, buddy. He kept going, and he, like, took off, like, running a little bit. Or she did. I should say she. She took off running, tripped on herself again, rolled over, and then just, like, was like, oh, I give up.
I'm laying here. I'm giving up.
Yeah.
That's weird.
And so I was like, whatever. Like, I can't worry about it. I have to go get the lamb, make sure the lamb gets back over there. So I took, I just go after the lamb. I come back probably like, I want to say like 30 minutes, 25, 30 minutes, still laying there. And I walk up to it thinking like, oh, maybe it'll have its energy back. It'll get up and run away. No, it didn't move. It's the same thing.
Crazy. That's weird.
So I bet those Kenya tribes, like, they literally probably just like chase a gazelle. And then eventually the gazelle's like, yeah, you got like, have me. You guys won the race. You know, like, go ahead.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Feed your families. You guys earned it. It was a. This was all a test, actually.
Yeah, I don't know why stuff like that isn't like teach us that about in history and stuff. That stuff is dope.
Yeah.
Like, I'll be honest. Like, I don't see a lot of importance because I don't use it now. And knowing a lot of that stuff, like, just tell me cool stuff. Because, like, really, in all reality, like, there's like. Yeah, is there some stuff that, like, it's probably good to know because, you know, we're Americans born in the USA, you know? Like, maybe there's some stuff about the U.S. that we should probably know and whatnot. But in all reality, it's like, let's learn some cool stuff, okay?
I know. Like, I remember, like, we had to learn about the Industrial Revolution. Like, why?
Who cares? I don't know those
Who cares that there was, like, there's factories and stuff started getting made faster? Like, who cares?
You know what might have made me care more? Knowing the cool stuff first. And then I got excited about history. And I started like, oh, okay, I want to know when this happened. I want to know when this happened.
Let's learn about corruption in the police and the mafia boss that would use the corruption in the FBI to stay from getting taken down. Yes. Let's learn about maybe corruption in the police and government. That sounds kind of dope.
That sounds dope.
And it sounds like it actually might be useful to be able to, like, keep us, you know, to protect ourselves in a sense, you know, to actually learn it and protect our, not, I shouldn't say protect ourselves, but because I remember when I first learned about, like, corruption in, like, the government and police, and I was like, what? No, like, there's bad people in power. Like, no way.
Yeah.
I was like, I thought that only happened to, like, evil kings back in the day, but, like, no, it's still happening. No, it's
still going on today.
Nowadays.
And if anything, if we need to learn from our mistakes. We got to, you know, see these patterns and learn from what the heck is going on. But what do I know? I do want to go back to the cows, though, because I do want to talk about one funny story of me and Gabe. I think it was last year when we were doing cows.
Yeah, last year.
It was last year. So sometimes the cow, we put medicine on their backs. It's
fly repellent.
Fly repellent, thank you. We put some powder on their back. It just kind of prevents flies from getting on their back and whatnot. And then we
I think it also does, like, something else for them, too.
Yeah, there is something else. I can't remember what it is. But then we also tag them, and then we brand all the new calves. And so sometimes the calves are kind of small. So there's a little machine that kind of, like, grabs their body, and we can pull down a bar, and we can brand them. Sometimes they're a little too small, like their back end isn't tall enough. So we have to rope them, let them out, and then we hold them down, and then we brand it real quick. So what will happen is, for fun, my grandmother just thinks it's a fun idea, like, we could easily just stand there and grab this calf, like, as it comes out. But my grandma thinks it's more fun. It's like, okay, cool. We're going to just let it poke its head out. We'll put a rope around it, its neck. And then we're just going to let it sprint at me and Gabe, and we have to catch it. I don't know why my grandpa does this. He thinks it's fun. I'm like, we're tired at this point because me and Gabe have been chasing these cows for, like, an hour, hour or two, it feels like.
All day already, almost.
So it's like, no, we're doing it this way. Which I'm just now questioning. Like, I didn't question it at the time, but now I am questioning, like, why did we do this?
Yeah. Well, I do remember now. It's like, it's because it was too small.
Well, I know why we let it out. Oh, it was too small to get
pressed by the thing.
I know why we let it out. Why did we let it sprint at us? Why don't we just stand at the opening of the chute and just grab it?
Okay, my memory might be wrong, but I feel like
But what we did was just poke its head out.
I had the hold of the rope. I had a hold of the rope, and you were, like, right there to, like, grab it.
No.
I swear.
Grandpa had a hold of the rope.
Oh, that's true.
So he's like, here, I'll hold it. And then he's just like, lets it go. Like, he just, like, lets it stick its head out. He puts the rope around its neck. And then he says, all right. And it's like, they're like, all right, let it go. And he just sprints out. I'm like, why don't we just both just wait there and just grab it? Like, it's not... We can clearly pick up the calf and put it down. That's how we do it to begin with.
Yeah.
The rope is just in case we let go. And so, like, we don't have to go chase the cow again. So why did we just let it... Why are we letting it sprint at us first?
Yeah.
Anyways, it doesn't matter. Actually. This time, my grandpa actually didn't hold it. So he tied it to the top of the chute. We let this calf go out. And he's like... And all you hear is just my grandpa going... Grab it, Gavin! Grab it, Gabe! Grab it, Gavin! He's just screaming at you. And we're sitting there trying to grab it. Well, what happened was... I kind of stood a little bit closer. Like, Gabe was, like, right here next to me. Well, somehow I got in this weird position where, like, the calf ran past me. And now... But it was, like, swinging back and forth. And I'm in between the chute and this calf. So the rope is, like, you know, coming at me. So I'm playing this game of, like, ducking this rope. As I'm, like, playing, you know... I have to duck under this rope. And Gabe is, like, trying to grab it. But, like, you know, it keeps, like, going back and forth. So Gabe's trying to grab it. And I'm here playing duck. So I can't help Gabe. Finally, Gabe grabs it. Gets it on its side. And we're like, oh, thank goodness. And then my grandpa's like, we need it on the other side. So Gabe has to pick up the cow again. And flip it on its other side. And this whole time, we have a video of it. I'll post it. But it's just me, like, just playing this weird, like, limbo game with this rope as Gabe's trying to tackle a cow.
Essentially, yeah.
And
yeah, I'll tell you what, though. Should have been a cowboy, man. My true colors came out right there. The way I just wrestled that calf was impeccable.
Oh, 100%.
The form? I have never done that. Okay. I have, like, had to, like, wrestle a calf, but not to that extent. I'd say it's mostly like I just, like, tackle it and bring it down. And, you know, that form was all just from witnessing at rodeos.
Yeah.
I grabbed it, used my leg, threw it up, boom, right on its side. Boom. Should have been a cowboy, man.
Get it done.
Give me my buckle, bro. Give me my buckle, man. Heck, give me some respect.
It was my dream. I wanted to be a cowboy growing up. I still do. Being a cowboy would be fun.
Bucket list. I want a horse. That's my bucket list. I want a horse.
Gabe is... loves horses. Always been a horse kid. Man.
Not the weird ones. Not the one that's walking around neighing and eating hay at recess. I'm not that kind of a horse kid.
That is not that good.
I just was obsessed with riding them because I thought it was really fun.
It is fun. Sometimes. Mm-hmm. But no, we have some good farm memories. I love working with the cows. I still want to be a cowboy, like I said. It's just something about being a cowboy. I mean, obviously it's hard work, you know? But
for sure.
I just love the idea of just being on just an open field, herding your cows. Like, if that was like a, if I was financially well off, like I knew like I don't need a full-time job, because like that's stressful as like a full-time job, right? Like, okay, I gotta make sure, because you know, you're herding, like when it's profitable at that point, you're herding a lot of cows in the hundreds, you know? So you can't lose a cow. You got to keep track of the cows. You got to make sure this, and that. It's very stressful. Just a herd of like 10, 15 cows. And I'm doing it because it's like, okay, cool, I'm well off. You know, I have a business or whatever that's making me money. And I don't, you know, I'm the owner. I'm not really running. I'm not the CEO. I'm just getting essentially just like passive income. And then I'm just out there cowboying. That would be the dream.
That was the dream.
That's the dream right there.
Sign us up.
Put me on a horse and just... let me ride.
I know, because I literally have never had a bad memory of, like, helping out Grandpa on the farm.
I love helping out with Grandpa. It's like a weekend I look forward to every single year. Like, when are we going with cows? Like, when are we going to help with cows? I want to go help with the cows.
Yeah. And then it's like, too, like, whenever we were, like, even younger, too, and we got there for vacation, and Mom's always been like, let's help Grandpa out here. So it's like we always have to do chores or jobs or stuff like that. Yeah. It's like I've never had a bad experience. Like,
never.
Granted, it is like you're kind of like taking a break from your life, getting to live a different life. So that's probably why we've never had a bad memory, you know?
For sure.
Because I bet if you talk to Grandpa probably gets sick and tired of cows doing this and doing that and having to do all these tedious chores.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, it's definitely from like a from the small outside perspective. We have, it's nice. Yeah, it's fun. And again, like I said, like, and this isn't even like our grandpa's full time job. Like, this isn't what he does to make money. But even then, it's like, it is something that provides for us, all of his family, you know, like his cows. He purchases a cow every year, and that meat goes to, you know, us, our family, and all of his kids and himself. And it, you know, all that meat feeds us for a year.
I mean, shoot, I'm even loaded up here in Arizona.
Yeah, I have meat here at my house. Like, I don't have to go and buy steak and ground beef and, you know, chuck roast. And like, I have like access to like directly from the source beef, you know?
And it's good stuff. Pasture raised, organic, man. You know what I'm saying?
Like, it's good stuff. So like, I never had to like deal with that. So like, it does at least save money, you know, in that way, which is cool. But like, I can only imagine like, it would just be still be so stressful to be like, you know, okay, I have to do this, and I gotta do this, and I gotta do this. Like, Gabe's totally right. Like, we just get to see, like, just a glimpse of it, and it is just kind of fun to live that little dream for a weekend and then go back to normal life. Like, I don't have to worry about that tomorrow, you know?
Yeah.
So that part does suck, I could imagine. Just that constant, like, because I would worry about my cows, honestly. Because, like, there's, you know, there's coyotes and foxes and badgers and stuff that just come out and rip things up. I don't know if I want to deal with that.
Yeah.
But that will be that's the title of our episode. Should have been a cowboy.
Should have been a cowboy.
What a great song. Have you heard that song?
I have heard it, but I don't remember it right now for some reason. I was like trying to sing it, but I couldn't.
Should have been a cowboy.
Should have learned to roll around. There you go.
That's probably off.
It's probably off.
It is. You're off. You're all right.
It's because there's a delay, man. Cut me some slack.
That's fair. I had forgot about that. There is a delay. What a great song. Should have been a cowboy. To this day, I still want to be a cowboy. I'll make that dream come true one day.
We'll see. What was that thing you were going to ask me?
About?
Earlier, you were going to ask me something, but you were like, I'm not going to tell you what it is.
Oh, shoot. I should have written it down because I don't know now. Because all I think it was like...
you suck.
Because it was like the most gay thing I could think of. Is that what I said before?
I don't know.
I can't remember now. Dang it, I do suck.
It's all right. Next time, if you remember it.
Yeah, next time. I'll bring it up next time. All right, well, I think we can end it there, right?
Yeah. Great chat, man. Thank you for listening, guys. You know, help me find a job. And
yeah, help Gabe find a job.
I hope that you guys are jealous that we get all of this free meat from a cow, because it's nice. Yeah. I'd be jealous if I were you.
True. Help my dreams come true. I want to be a cowboy.
Yeah, let's be a cowboys.
Please, help me out with that. If anybody can help me out with that. I could just, like a chill, like, $200 million. That'd be cool. Thanks.
All right. And on that note, I'll give us the outro music. Do 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 do. This has been the XO podcast. Thank you.
See ya.
See ya.